The Gina and Maddie Podcast.
She is an interior designer, TV personality, author, creative director, producer, gender equality advocate, and a singer. It is the one and only Shayna Blaze. Hello, Shayna.
Good morning. Sorry, I thought you were going to run out of time there.
What do you put on your departure card, Shayna, when you're flying out of the country? What's your occupation on the departure card?
Mum.
Yeah. Oh, that's the main one. That's the most rewarding.
We want to talk to you about what's going on at Montgomery Homes this weekend in just a sec, but I've got a question for you straight off the bat. My wife, Bella, I love it a bit. We've been together for 19 years, but she's gone a little bit crazy with cushions and pillows on our bed.
Mm.
How many is too many pillows and cushions on a bed, Shayna Blaze?
Look, marriage advice, is a lot more expensive these days. So, yes, make it all about the cushions. How many you ever want. I think, you start with the rule of thumb that, you start with odd ones. If you do an even number of one on each side, you look like a sad bachelor. But if you do at least three, then you can build it to five, or you do three on one side and one on the other. But you've got to make sure that you have room to sit on it.
Shayna, I'm a massive fan. I want to ask you something. Are we ready to turn away from white and light grey and light wood? Every house I seem to walk in, they've painted it outside white. Everything's white and very pale on the inside. Are there any new design trends that you're seeing or you're coming up with this season? Are we going to get away from that, or is it here to stay?
Look, I think, you know what the problem is with that white trend you're talking about? People do that to sell a house, but people are putting it in their own home. But the main trend is soft tones of neutrals. That's a really big one. And just, you have two sides of the scale. You have beautiful, soft, warm neutrals, not yellow and magnolia. They're horrible. But you have all those beautiful tone on tone with a bit of olive. Then you have the high impact of high contrast, but not cluttered, really sort of minimalist and simplistic. So there's those two that we're leaning to. But the white on white, that's to sell your home. It's got nothing to do with how you live. Right.
My boys would wreck a white lounge on the first day with chocolate on their bums.
Yeah, do it to yourself. Seriously.
What about butler's pantries? They're the ones that confuse me a little bit. Like, are they essential, or is that something else that's going to sell a home?
I think it's one of those things that we have expected it to be, and I feel like the block is partially to blame.
I wasn't pointing fingers, Shayna. I wasn't.
But a lot of that pantry's now become a multifunctional space. You can have a butler's pantry that has a laundry in it. It has a mudroom in it. I think, we're into multi-spaces at the moment, and that's really important. If you have a large house, yes, have a butler's pantry, but if it's compromised in space, don't compromise the size of your kitchen and your living space just because you think you should have to have a butler's pantry.
Good advice, because it's more, I think a butler's pantry is a thing you can just shut the door on and people can't see how messy you actually are. But you can just get a little one of those pull-down thingies that hides the coffee
pretty
machine.
Much.
Yes. Hey, I'm a big, big fan of the block, and all over social media, Shayna, I'm seeing things. They're saying there's big changes coming this year. Can you give us an inside scoop?
Well, we are down the beach. We are in a holiday resort.
Oh.
So it has a completely different feel. It is really shaking everything up in how we look at houses, what we do, and the contestants, again, are doing things that are completely different from each other, which I wasn't expecting. So I think it's a different way of approaching a home this year rather than just being about the physical space that you land in every day.
All right, a lot of shells and starfish on the wall. That's kind of the vibe we're going with this season. Definitely
well,
not.
Well, there's some Perth judging with that comment.
Now, this weekend, you are here on the coast at Homeworld Warnervale for Montgomery Homes' official opening of their brand new display homes. You're cutting the ribbon. Have you been practicing with your scissor cutting technique, Shayna?
I've got the little stone out so I can make sure those scissors are sharp because it's really embarrassing when you can't see that clean cut. Yes, I'm a very good ribbon cutter. I've had lots of practice.
Awesome.
What else is happening? What do you look for, I suppose, in a display home? What is it that you're looking for when you're wandering around the home world? What is it that you look for if someone's there on the weekend?
Look, I think the main thing is what type of floor plan is going to fit with your lifestyle. And a lot of people look at the houses before they buy the land. And I think that's a really important thing because a lot of the time, we buy a block and then we try and make the house fit in it.
Oh.
Looking at the display homes about how it's going to fit your lifestyle, then try and get the block that's going to work with it. And I think, there's a lot of great sort of things in Montgomery Homes where, there's a lot of houses that are on a steep incline, or we have acreage, or we have small blocks. So it's trying to look at the houses that are going to fit in the space space that you can afford. Like, look at the blocks of land, but maybe look at the display home before you buy the block.
Well, you can be one of the first to explore the brand new display homes with Montgomery Homes this Saturday from 11 till 2 at Homeworld Warnervale. Shayna's going to be there. There's free coffee, cupcakes, face painting. You going to get your face painted, Shayna?
Only if I have to. But I will be cutting that ribbon. So don't come at 2 o'clock thinking I'm going to cut the ribbon. I'm there right on the moment. We're going to have, like, lots happening there. But please, if you want to see that cut and ribbon... that ribbon cutting.
Yep.
And we're going to do a Q&A. So, you know, get in there that first hour and then have a look at the houses afterwards.
Oh, good stuff. Well, that's the word. Get there early. Visit Montgomery Homes Facebook page for all the event details. Shayna, we can't wait to see you back on the telly as well again this year. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
The Gina and Maddie Podcast.
For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcast.com.au.